You're with SBS Radio.
I have just recently taken over as the executive director. I came in an acting role just for a little while and have now been appointed in the position. We've been going for a couple of years now. We've got a couple of cohorts out. We just did a little stop to renew and to reset ourselves. Right, we'd learned quite a bit from our program from the first couple of years. So we've just taken a rest this year to renew the program, just taking into account the feedback that we've had from fellows and staff and teaching and partners, you know, from a number of people. So we've renewed it to go out again. So we're very excited about our new program going forward.
What's new coming up in 2021?
We've got our expressions of interest out at the moment, and applications will open another week or so. But new for 2021, we'll still be learning on country. So we are an Indigenous-led and, as you said, Indigenous-focused program. We'll still be doing a lot of our learning on country, but we've got a couple of new qualifications that the students can take away with us. We got quite a bit of feedback around looking at the qualifications that were offered earlier.
Yeah.
So we have renewed the qualifications and put up some new ones. So the students, the fellows, can now in their program, their year-long program, enter a master's degree in social change leadership.
Yeah.
Or if they find the master's degree is just too much of a stretch,
yeah,
they can enter the postgraduate certificate, which is sort of a fewer number of subjects. But everybody does the same program. It's really about the qualifications that sit behind it and whether the students want to enter those qualifications and do the work that is required to get them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody undertakes the same program. So we all work together, move together, you know, learn together in the same group.
Applications are opening next week.
Yes.
How long does the process, how is the process and how long is the program?
The applications open, so the fellows or the applicants, the successful applicants, will learn about their application, whether they've been successful or not, in September, October,
yeah,
that sort of time, late September, early October. Might depend on how many applicants we get. The program actually starts in October. We do actually have a orientation program for a couple of days. We bring everybody in. So as a fellow, a successful fellow, we meet all costs for fellows to come to wherever it is that the learning is taking place. In terms of the orientation, it will take place here in Melbourne. So we meet all those costs. And so the first time we get together will be an orientation program in October, mid to late October. And then there is an opportunity in late November to meet up with the two cohorts of fellows who have already done the program, plus the new ones coming in. So we try to get them all together to start that collaboration, those relationships that are necessary for them to go forward after their fellow year. The actual program in terms of the master's degree doesn't start until February next year. So the first gathering is in October, and then another one in November, and then in February, April, May, June, August, what's after August, October, and December. We have six gatherings next year where the students come out, come to a certain place.
Yeah.
And we actually offer the program to both Indigenous Australians and Indigenous New Zealanders. So we invite Māori from across the Tasman to come across and join this program as well. So anybody from Australia and New Zealand can actually apply to become a fellow, and we hope to expand that to the Pacific in the coming years.
Yeah. And when you connect the past fellows and the new ones, is it for to build a relationship as a mentor to mentee, or it's just so that they can maybe learn more about the program?
A little bit of both those things to some extent. So part of the program is that the students have to carry out a social change project. So they, when they apply, they have to tell us what sort of project they're looking for or looking at. Something that might be related to some social change work they've done before they've entered the program.
Yeah.
Maybe connected with some of their work. Could be connected to anything. But they do have to write and write down and talk to us about a social change project. So the object of meeting some of the senior fellows, the ones that have been before,
yeah,
is also to perhaps collaborate. There may be others that are working in the same area. So it does act as a mentorship to some extent, but it may also be acting as collaborators, finding people who have shared common interests, really,
yeah,
and who might be able to help them. Yes. Yeah.
So it's a program that's run for New Zealand cohorts and Australian cohorts. It's also an international program. Which other countries are involved besides these two?
Yeah. It is an international program. We're part of a global network, which is great. It's great for the fellows because they get to meet and collaborate across the world, actually. They have the opportunity to do that. There's lots of activity that the fellows and the senior fellows, the ones that have gone through, that can take part in. On a global scale. So there are other programs in the United States. I believe there are three programs in the United States, one in San Francisco on brain health equity.
Yeah.
There is one of racial equity that comes out of New York, I believe, that actually partners with a group in South Africa.
Yeah.
There is another one in London, the London School of Economics, or based there, hosted there, which is on social and economic equity. So all the programs are actually looking at issues of equity, or should I say inequity. So they're all looking at that. And we're all basically trying to do the same thing, but in just slightly different fields. I think there's another one in Bangkok as well.
Yeah.
So I haven't actually got to meet these people yet, but hopefully when the COVID-19 passes and we're back into a little bit of international travel, we'll be able to all meet face-to-face. At the moment, it's just meetings online.
Yeah.
So really, we're all trying to accelerate the eradication, I guess, of inequities for a fairer, healthier and more inclusive societies. And the one here in Melbourne, we focus on Indigenous-led and Indigenous-focused. We're looking at Indigenous communities. Yeah, so that's what we do.
Yeah, no, it's very well presented there. Now, before I let you go, would there be a question or something that you'd like to bring to the attention of our listeners that I may have missed in my questions?
I really want to encourage people who are thinking about applying. So this is a project or a program that is actually going to last for a number of years. If you miss out this year, it's not like you're going to miss out forever. We actually have funding for quite a few years, but we take them in sort of 12 months at a time. So if they are working with Indigenous communities, so you don't have to be Indigenous, but you do have to be working with Indigenous communities in terms of your social change project. And you're sort of what I've called mid-career. So I'm looking at sort of 30s, early 40s, people in that sort of field who have had a little bit of experience, but still have quite a lot of their career to go that can actually make significant change in the time that they have left in their career. So we're looking for mid-career, some experience of social change, and a commitment to learn, really, and to do work collaboratively with communities and partners and other fellows.
Yeah.
And who wish to basically take a stand and you know, join a global community who are all working for the same thing. Really important at this particular time, as you well know, Bertrand, that the number of protests and things that have been going on across the world, it's really important that our programs like this, the community that we run, is looking for a more sustainable, inclusive and equitable pathways to a new society, a society in which we all wish to live in. So, you know, I just urge people who are thinking about it to put in an application. Yeah, we'd love to see them.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.